We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it was good. It was, you know, we didn't even have to warm anybody up, which is even bigger in the big scheme of things as far as the bullpen goes.
Right. Like, nobody even had to think about getting up, let alone coming in the game and bailing out an eighth and ninth inning or something like that. There was, like, one moment of mild anxiety when Austin kind of misplayed a ball at third.
Right.
I think it was an error probably. So you got runners on first and second. Immediate double play. And then the third out of the inning, Austin Riley fielded it cleanly, made the throw over to first, and that was that. So he got to feel better about it.
A lot of barehandedness the other day.
Yeah, a lot of raw dogging.
A lot of raw dogging.
Yeah, in the
ball,
infield.
Yeah.
Austin Riley very clearly has
improved.
He worked on a couple different things.
Yes.
And even upped his game even further defensively, because he looks really sharp to start the season. We said it yesterday, and this is not to poo-poo on it like we were making fun of people for doing in the first segment. It's a good lineup to get right against.
Yeah.
Like, if Max Fried was going to sort of have one of those vintage Max Fried performances like you asked for, that's the right lineup to do it against. Now, if he got rocked by him, we'd be killing him for
it. Yeah, exactly.
So you give him credit for going out there and doing what he did, and he looked really good. I don't want to overblow it and say he needed it, but it probably felt really good, given the way his season had started.
Right.
Like, he kind of did need it.
Yeah,
he needed to have a start like
that. Yeah, he needed it, man. I mean, obviously, sometimes you got in my league, slump bust? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes you need that.
Yeah, and I mean, again, not to overblow. It's not like Max was going to get taken out of the rotation.
Not going
to
overblow.
It's not like
anything.
Max was having
great
self-confidence
it
issues.
It was great to see Max.
It was nice to see him have a start like
that. Yes, it was.
Because more this year than any other year, I think, probably never seen it before. Because every once in a while during a Max start on Twitter, you see people being like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have it anymore.
Right.
Maybe he's like, I don't know. Pump the brakes, you know? We'll see. I think Max is fine.
He's fine.
He was hurt last year and it was kind of inconsistent. Still pretty good last year, and he's gotten off to an inconsistent start this year, too. But, yeah, it was nice to see him.
Buckle down, Max. Buckle on down, Max, and let's get this thing rolling. Stay healthy and all that other good stuff, too. But, yeah, I thought he was excellent yesterday. And just like Nick said, out of the eight, I was like, okay, yeah.
You got to let him.
You got to let him go.
You got to let him go.
You got to let him go for it and everything. Again, he was under 100 pitches. And you knew that, you know, just close this thing out. And obviously you get you some rest. And, I think Max is great. I do. I was a little worried.
About what?
About him.
Oh, just kind of so far this year?
Yeah. I was a little worried. I won't lie. I was a little worried. Not saying that I didn't think. Not to say that I don't think he could.
I just don't know.
Have the performance he had. But I was just wondering. I was like, why is he so, like,
yeah,
right this early?
And there were some, you know, there's some stuff that he switched up yesterday. He was throwing that slider more. He had been throwing the sweeper, something that he had worked on coming into the year.
Right. And that could
he
be
went
it.
Back to a pitch that he was much more comfortable with. The curveball was absolutely
curving.
Ridiculous yesterday. And that's when he's at his best. So, I know, maybe it was just sort of getting some of that feel back. I don't know. But my thing is just always like, well, he's not old.
I know.
Right? And he didn't get injured to the point where it's going to change his mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just had no reason to wonder. Sometimes guys are like, oh, yeah, this guy probably doesn't have it anymore.
No, I wasn't worried about Max not having it.
Yeah.
I was just worried about him coming into this year. Damn. Especially with Spencer. I think that was my biggest thing.
It.
I was like, damn, ain't no Spencer.
Got it.
Max looking like this. What the hell's going to happen?
Yeah.
That was my thing.
Good to see him pitch the way that he did yesterday. Yeah. Again, a Maddox for Max Fried, which is complete game under 100 pitches.
To get something called after you.
Yeah.
He's got so dope.
So Max Fried now has the third most Maddoxes in Braves history. Do you know who has the most?
Probably Greg Maddux.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be really funny if it wasn't.
Probably Greg Maddux.
No, actually, it's Steve Avery. Yeah, that's Greg Maddux. And then I think Tom Glavine had a few of them.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Matt Max Fried.
You know when we talked to Steve Avery?
Yeah.
We did that,
Steve Avery seemed like a fun guy.
He's like a cool-ass dude.
Yeah, man. I didn't know anything about him other than he was really good on that staff back in the day. And then, yeah, we did – what was that? It was during COVID,
right?
It was one of those hangout clubhouse things. Yeah, it was like if you're a Braves fan, you could pay a fee and watch the live feed of the game with former players and interact and stuff like that. And for some reason, they thought people would want to talk to us too. But they paid us for it, which was awesome. But then, like, yeah, it was like Fred McGriff and Steve Avery just, like, telling stories about back in the day. And Steve Avery was a wild dude.
Yes, he was.
It was fun to hear.
A wild boy.
And open about it, too, which was cool.
I'm thinking, like, if I was a pitcher, I think I'd be a wild boy.
You can be.
I think I'd be a wild boy.
Yeah. Like, you – okay, so
especially
you have,
like a reliever? Relief pitcher?
Relief pitcher's hard, though, because you never know when you're going to get called on.
Right,
you're a starting pitcher. Like, you're Max Fried. You absolutely did great last night. If he wanted to – and I'm not saying that he will, but if he wanted to, he could have got blacked out drunk last night because he doesn't have to pitch again for five more days. You do whatever you want.
Yeah, man.
I used to work with – back in the day, doing the Mariners postgame show, a former pitcher named Norm Charlton. Do you remember Norm Charlton?
I do not.
He pitched for the Reds in the 90s and some other teams, and the Mariners, obviously, which is how I ended up in Seattle. He would talk about, when the game was over, like, if I knew I wasn't coming in, we were getting it going in the bullpen. And then after the game, after it. All night, whatever. And then you just come in early and get some cardio, sweat it out, get in the sauna, and you're good to go.
Because I remember, like, being
every
in,
night.
When I played in San Diego for the Chargers. And I ain't charging. They say they ain't a real party town or whatever, but I knew Weaver. What's his damn name? Weaver, because I played with his uncle in Miami. Anyways, he was they were playing the Angels. We played for the Angels, and they were in San Diego.
Oh, Jared Weaver?
Yeah. And so, yeah.
Jeff Weaver is his brother, paid for the Mariners. Not as good as Jared.
And so
Weaver.
He was like, he pitched. And they were in town for the next three nights, and I'd be damned. Every night he had Brawley Mash wilding out.
Jared Weaver looks like that.
Yeah, boy.
He had a real drunk face at a young age.
Ooh, woo. So, yeah, you let me be a pitcher in Atlanta? Please. I wonder what Doc did when he came here. Oh, no, God. I don't.
Yeah,
no. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Just trouble.
I'm sorry, Lord. That was not funny.
I bet it was fun. It was fun. All right. Terry Fontenot met with the media yesterday, the annual pre-draft media session. He gave away all the secrets.
Damn, Terry.
He lost his touch. He accidentally got asked all the right questions and told everyone what they're going to do. Here's Terry Fontenot spilling the beans.
We had a meeting with Arthur right before that. And I'll say this, Led. We've obviously finished up our meetings, and we finished up all of our we've had the medical meetings. We finished up with the scouts, sent the scouts home at the end of last week. We still have another security meeting coming up. And so there's still boxes to check. We feel great about where we are, but it really goes down to the wire. And the hay's not in the barn until we turn that card in. So we feel great about where we are, but we're still working through it.
Who's going to be the team who, because all 32 teams on the first round, the cameras in their war room, who's going to cut the food the biggest this year? Is it going to be Detroit again? You remember last year how Detroit was, like, just cutting up.
They were going nuts. When they got Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, they
right?
were going
they went
nuts.
Crazy.
It'll
I don't
probably
know.
Be them again.
It might be.
It'll probably be them again.
Like, who's got fun personalities? The Raiders seem like they've got, like, a fun
you know
collection.
What? I think AP.
Yeah, AP. And that they trade up and get a quarterback.
Get quarterback.
Yeah. Something about Penix and the Raiders just kind of, I can see it. When I close my, you got that written down? Yeah, see? Randy's got all his notes over. That's how you know Randy's ready.
Yep.
It looks like a serial killer has been here writing a manifesto, but in fact, it's Randy's draft notes. Randy's ready. I know. I the best thing about your draft notes is if someone stole that, they couldn't even cheat because they don't know what it says. No one knows
There's
what it says.
There's lines and scribbles everywhere. this is like you said, it's all but right now. There are some teams, and obviously it happens on the day of, and if you're talking about they're saying the draft starts at 3.
Mm-hmm.
It might start at 2, depending on who the hell the Commanders take.
Sure.
Because I don't know if – I think teams that need quarterbacks will move up to get either one, Jaden or Drake May.
I think so, too.
But it's different. It, you know what I mean? Like,
but different teams,
but
value,
different teams value
those guys differently.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
For instance, if the Commanders were to take Drake May,
yes.
there's teams in the NFL that think Jaden's the best guy
quarterback in the draft. Yeah. Exactly.
So if he's there at three, the Patriots might get a
And as we were talking, I was like, you know, thinking about, because I was writing down I was doing it for the Falcons, possible guys that could be added into a draft they trade me.
Okay. Like active NFL players?
Yeah, they're on the team right now. The Falcons have active on their team. If they want to go in a different direction, maybe.
That's fun. You want to hang on to that? Do that now?
Yeah, I hang on to it.
That's
I
good.
Do it just in case. And I'm not saying it would happen, but just in case, you know, they might, maybe
half an hour.
Okay.
Like NFL no huddle.
Sounds good.
Randy will give you a couple of current Falcons that could be traded on draft night.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Possibility.
That's juicy. I like it. All right. So last night's NFL. Anyway, Greg Cosell is going to join us in 10 minutes. NFL Films, NFL Network. One of our favorite guys to talk prospects with. We'll get his thoughts on as many of these guys as we possibly can that might have ties to the Falcons. Last night's NBA slate was good. Hard to live up to the one the night before. Right. There was still some great moments, including this one.
13 of 32, 41%. Doncic, 5 to shoot. Against Harden. Doncic lines it up. It goes! With a minute 26 to go in L.A.
That was pretty much game, although the Clippers still made it interesting, Luka had to make a real clever, borderline dangerous pass to Kyrie under their own hoop to get it out of the press and get Kyrie to the free throw line. That was when that ball left his hands. I watched it this morning on replay, but I was like, "Oh no!"
Yeah, you know, Kawhi's first game back, and he said, "So I can't judge Mark. Can't judge Mark."
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I ain't played like 20-something days, which is, it was just true.
Yeah.
You know.
They're better without him, clearly. Better without him.
All right. I think that, you know, you look at the Bucks, they're getting beat by Indy.
Yeah.
You know, Siakam went bonkers last night. They get 38 points.
Yep.
And, you know, Dane just couldn't get it going like he did last time. Obviously, they need Giannis. There's still no timetable. 2 days off between the next game. I don't know. You know, Doc didn't say anything as far as timetable when it comes to him. You know, coming back and everything. And Phoenix just ain't tough, man.
Nope. Performance of the night was Jaden McDaniels.
Yes.
Like, and everybody has that famous Ant-Man quote of the summer interview where he was like, yeah, you know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Yes.
Jaden McDaniels outplayed him last night.
He did.
And kind of locked him up, too, which I'm not trying to say anybody's better than anybody, okay? Don't get me wrong here. But he played really, really good last night.
I don't think Phoenix, and it's hard for me to believe, but this is the freaking NBA today. That they're going to break this thing up in Phoenix.
I don't know about break it up, but, like, I mean, it didn't work,
right? It didn't
work. Did Bradley Beal maybe get traded again?
And I think he might be the one.
Yeah.
He might be the one.
Because it was supposed to – remember they got him? It was like, oh, can the Nuggets compete? And it was like, hang on a second. The Nuggets just beat the hell out of everybody.
Beat the hell.
Let's treat them like champions here. Yeah. Like, I know it's the summertime and you need a hot take.
And we didn't mention yesterday about the Nuggets. Yeah, Jokic's brother putting hands on somebody. Dude ate it, though.
Yeah.
He ate it.
Do we know the details yet?
No.
Because There's a chance the guy deserved it.
It could be, but I mean, he ate that punch though, and I ain't saying Jokic, his brother, like, wound up and popped him.
Right, but not everybody could take that.
Yeah, he ate that. He ate it though.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one guy I don't want to get punched by. Anyone whose last name is Jokic.
It just seems like it would hurt.
Yeah, just a big Eastern European fist.
It seems like it would hurt.
No thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.